Big tax victory today over a relatively small amount of money for Capitec. More on that story in just a moment. But first, broadcast rights for sporting events, especially the big global sporting events, things like the Premier League and the Olympics and the Rugby World Cup and football and FIFA, all of those have led to a revolution in broadcasting, a revolution in sponsorship and a revolution in players' wages in recent decades. It's been good for an industry. But if you're somebody without access to cable or satellite TV, you will feel left out. And there's been a long-running battle between the free-to-air players who say, hold on a second, but this isn't free to air, this isn't fair to everybody, when a monopoly, relatively, like MultiChoice, is able to dominate the sector. Duncan McLeod is the founder and editor at Tech Central. The Competition Tribunal has given eMedia a bit of relief when it comes to its long-running fight with MultiChoice over what they call sub-licensed sports on its OpenView channel. Now, please explain the technicalities of this to me, Duncan. It's an important battle. It's an important fight for those who don't have access to MultiChoice.
Yes, good evening, Bruce. This goes back to the Rugby World Cup last year when the when MultiChoice at the last moment decided to sub-license rights to various World Cup games to the SABC. Now, the SABC channels are carried on this platform called OpenView, which is owned by eMedia, which is the same company that owns EMCA, the television news channel, as well as ETV and various other assets. And MultiChoice specifically told the SABC in the sublicensing agreement that they may not carry the Rugby World Cup games on OpenView, the eMedia platform, that they may only carry it on their free-to-air terrestrial channels. So other platforms, including OpenView, were excluded in terms of the sublicensing agreement that the two parties signed. eMedia took umbrage at this, clearly because they wanted to be able to broadcast the Rugby World Cup games, and took the matter to the High Court, where they were dismissed by a High Court judge and told to go away, basically. They were told it wasn't urgent. They then withdrew their they withdrew the application to the High Court, and they went to straight to the Competition Commission and lodged a complaint there. And at the same time, or subsequent to that, they went to the Competition Tribunal seeking an urgent decision to prevent MultiChoice from continuing with these rules around sublicensing. And today's judgment, if I can call it that, out of the Competition Tribunal was a result of that complaint, and the tribunal has found in eMedia's favor and said for the next 6 months, MultiChoice must actually provide these sublicensed sports rights on the OpenView platform. So it's a victory, an interim victory, if I can call it that, for eMedia in this ongoing battle.
But these sporting rights are massively expensive. This is a global industry. This is something for which MultiChoice pays a small fortune, and in fact a very big fortune, in order to secure the broadcast rights. It's what's made MultiChoice into the Pan-African giant it is. It is the reason why Canal Plus, the French company, wants MultiChoice, of course, because it's become a very attractive asset as a result. Does this not undermine its exclusivity in the market? And I wonder whether or not they couldn't, you know, complain that this in fact is anti-competitive, because they're the ones with the deep pockets who are able to afford these things, and if they have to provide them to competitors, well, they lose their competitive edge, surely.
Yeah, I mean, it's an emotive issue, because you know, many people will argue that these are national sporting teams and they should be available on all platforms, not only pay television. But you're quite right that acquiring the rights for these games is exceptionally expensive, and that money is to a large degree plowed back into the sporting federations. That actually does help the sports industry. So there's two arguments here. MultiChoice hasn't responded to today's decision by the tribunal specifically, but when they were arguing there back in January, they said that eMedia's true grievance, and I'm quoting here, is simply a commercial one, namely that the impugned restriction is preventing it from being able to free ride on SuperSport's investments in sports rights. So, you know, there's two polarized positions here, and it's going to be interesting to see which way the Competition Commission eventually decides on this, because, you know, there are strong arguments on both sides. But if it's a purely a commercial discussion, then I would say that probably SuperSport and MultiChoice are in the right here.
Duncan McLeod, thank you, the founder and editor at Tech Central, who demystifies some of the complexities of the world of technology, and that spans into broadcast from time to time as well. Duncan McLeod, thanks very much indeed.